Hey everyone, it's Blake from the show. Just a quick message before we get started. As you can hear in the background, we are super excited to reveal our brand new show theme music for Golden Button Detours. And we got a logo to go along with it. And that means there's only one thing we're missing, and that's you. I need your help for 1 second. Take 30 seconds right now, do it right now, to pause the show. Don't worry, we'll still be here when you get back, I promise. Head on over to Facebook and search for the Golden Button Detours group. And when you get to the page, there's going to be a big blue button that says Join Group. Do me a favor, click that button. Or as we say down here in the South, mash that button so you can stay up to date on everything we do and say. And while you're at it, head on over to Apple Podcasts, search for Welcome Home, a Disney Parks and DVC podcast. And then if you could, leave a 5-star rating and drop a quick review, even if it's to complain about something Damon said. And trust me, there's a lot of that. I get it. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the show. Oh yeah, listen to that music. We're serious now. Welcome everyone. Welcome back to Golden Button Detours. As always, I'm here with Damon and guest host today, Jeremy. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Doesn't he sound so much better? Well, actually, we never even had him on before, right? Didn't we just kick you off because your iPods, your phones, we were just like, no, it's not going to work? I feel
well,
like that's...
kick off. Sometimes I would actually just... fall off, like yeah. Kick off. You only probably kick me off about half the time.
Yeah, that's funny. So yes, we do have some new music. We'll hopefully have some lyrics to it at some point, but it fits that vibe that we're going for, right?
That's
we have our logo. It's official. There are shirts out there,
right? and a pint glass and a coffee mug that I had to basically break Damon's arm to make for me.
No, he didn't. I just said no hats. That's all I said. I said no hats. So
that logo was pretty awesome. I got to hand it to you. That logo was pretty awesome.
So it was a combination of a lot of input, let's just say. And then the same artist that does the work for Welcome Home was able to come through and take care of it, which I thought was great. So, all right. So we are today, Blake is running the show. So I'm just going to sit back and just interject.
Today is going to be just a trip report, and Jeremy's going to talk about...
He said just. Ooh.
Just? What are you talking about? You know this is going to take the whole 30 minutes.
But you said just like it was not good.
Well,
I have
just
faith
as
in Jeremy.
Solely.
Solely see, I like that. Report. That's a better word there. I like that.
But Jeremy's going to talk about his trip down to Florida to Walt Disney World. So Jeremy, take it away, man.
All right. Let's see, my trip report.
Where do you start from?
Where do I start? I live about 15 minutes from the Canadian border up in Vermont.
Which is why we get that good maple syrup.
Absolutely.
Which about halfway through
we
now,
win all
the
contests.
By the way, halfway through.
Hit me up whenever you want, man. It's nothing. There's so much maple syrup around here. It's in the gas stations. It's in the stores.
It's kind of like honey in the South, I feel like.
Yeah. I got invited to
attractions.
Yeah, it's like boiled peanuts, right?
Oh,
like you find the person with the worst, shadiest looking boiled peanut stand, and they probably have the best stuff.
That's true. That's true. All right, so you're coming from far up there. So how long is that flight actually? And did you straight down or connecting flight?
So historically, we've had to do flights with legs, but we got two new. Airport or airline carriers got added up here, and both of them have a direct flight option. So the situation for flights has improved so drastically. Like traditionally, I've had to pay for three. There's three of us, my wife, my daughter, myself. Traditionally, it would cost us about $600 for tickets. We'd have to have a layover. So it would be $1,800 plus baggage to get down to Florida. So and it would take the majority of a day. You know, we might leave at 10 o'clock in the morning and show up at, 10 o'clock at night. But the two new areas, we got Allegiant and we got Breeze. And both of them do a nonstop flight out of Plattsburgh. New York, which is just across the bridge over Lake Champlain. Takes about an hour to get there from my house. And this time we flew down on Breeze. And the seats are a little bigger. The seats are a little cushier. And we paid, I think it was $650 for all three of our tickets with baggage. Like, I can't say enough good stuff about that. Like, the cost of what usually used to cost us for one person took my whole family down to Florida this time.
More which money was to spend fantastic. At Disney.
And we didn't have to. Flight,
well, go ahead.
No, say that again, Blake.
Well, I was going to say, if it's a direct flight, I was just thinking time-wise, that was probably, what, 2.5 hours in the air?
Yeah, our flight time was 2 hours, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So amazing. I mean, the upgrade, rather than going from 10 hours with a layover to 2 hours and 50 minutes in the air at a third the cost, like, it's like a huge weight has been lifted. We used to dread our travel days, and now comparatively, it's nothing.
So now does it feel better that there's no Magic Express?
No. we are very much bubble people, but yep. Like, I want to be, I've got a phrase that I use and my wife uses, and we call it in the arms of the mouse. So it used to be that as soon as you got off the airplane, you'd see that person waving with the white glove, and you just would be like, I'm in the arms of the mouse right now. And no matter, you knew no matter what happened, that there would be some sort of Disney personnel to like smooth it out.
Yep.
Now, thanks to Uber and thanks to Lyft and thanks to, we have some friends that live down in Florida now who migrated, like our transportation from the airport to the Disney property.
Wait, you make friends pick you up?
We don't make them. Like, if they get insulted, if we don't ask them to, like this time we literally said, you know, we can just get a lift. We'll just get a lift. And they said, we want to get you unless you tell us not to. And so we just let them come pick us up. Yeah.
Okay,
and right. Like mostly, honestly, now, ever since the Magic Express stopped, most of the time when I get into the vehicle, we throw our bags in the back of the truck or the SUV, depending what they pick us up in. And they'll have like a sleeve of water, some Pop-Tarts, like all of, like they'll have gone grocery shopping for us. Okay. Which is, you know, like
you're getting concierge service and you're not even having to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, we usually will like buy them some pins, or we bring down like maple treats from the north or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, definitely it's a good deal. And it's like the adventure starts right at the airport, you know, which is, mm-hmm. it's awesome. It's friendly. These are the people, our friends from down there. We vacationed with them for, 2006 probably is the first time I vacationed with my friend Tara, who moved down there.
All right. So all right, for this trip, did you Uber or did you get the friends?
We got the friends. So Tara and Jen are wonderful people, and they used to live up here in Vermont, and they both moved down there. And Jen picked us up at the airport, and she had some items for us in the trunk, and we threw our luggage in, and we flew into Tampa, which is, I would say it was about an hour and 2 minutes or so away from the hotel. We went straight to Kadan, or no, we went straight to Pop. So, okay. We closed on a contract, a DVC contract at Animal Kingdom for 160 points. And we, 'cause
you had gotten rid of your
December.
Previous ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So
your first new contract, new, but
yes,
not new.
So about 14 months ago, we had some financial things that came up in the family, and we unloaded, we had just shy, I think we had 380 points, and we sold those contracts, and we took care of the financial stuff that was going on. And then basically things smoothed out. Because that was, I would say that was about a year and a half ago. Things smoothed out, and we decided, my wife and I both worked a crazy amount of overtime, and we got our own financial situation back rock solid firm. And so we decided, hey, let's get another DVC contract. So we are not blue card holders anymore. We bought recently.
Who was that? Blake, was that your dog?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, my goodness, Blake. We don't edit here. I already told them.
We don't edit here. I was going to say 8 minutes, 30 seconds, Damon.
Yeah, we don't edit here. So
that's funny. What a noble sounding dog, though. That would scare me off if I was going to rob your house, Blake.
I was kind of nervous, to be honest with you. I said, what's going on here? I thought maybe Blake was down for the count. Maybe they, you know, pack of wild dogs that come in.
Yeah, I know. I got attacked.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got 160 points, and we don't have a blue card. But yeah,
that kind of makes me want to kick you off the show right now. But wait, Blake, do you have a blue card or no?
No, I don't have
a blue card. Why am I even doing the show? It's just like total antithesis of like what I'm about.
The only one that would come on with you on a regular basis. That's
well, that is true. That is true.
Okay. Well, and we are going to get direct points for our next contract. It's just the bar to becoming DVC. Yeah. We can get 100. We got for, I think, $102 a point. We got 160 points at Animal Kingdom. And so that ended up costing us, you know, with the closing fees and all that, maybe 17 grand, where the bar.
And who did you use again for that?
Sorry?
And who did you use again for that?
Boy, I'm terrible with names. I'm the worst person with names. It was not the show sponsor. I'm friends with. They're all good people,
Jeremy.
Right?
Make it's up
not,
next time.
But it's not the wrong answer. It's not the wrong answer. Like, I have a personal relationship with the guy who owns the company. Like, I've had Thanksgiving dinner at his house.
Okay.
So if you have Thanksgiving dinner at a guy's house who owns a DVC company, you're probably going to buy your points using that guy.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Because, like, you know, he paid for the lights that allowed me to see turkey dinner. I do love the show sponsor, and the show sponsor does some amazing things with that point swap program. Man, there is real value there. That breakdown of the cruise, that was crazy good value.
Yeah, the cruise, like I said, the cruise for me was just too easy to do the other way, but I think Universal might be something I would be interested in.
All right, absolutely. All right, I'm probably going to use their service someday. Okay. Right. So
you show up at Pop.
I show up at Pop. Pop was basically just our crash landing. So I scooped up 2 nights at Kidani in a 1-bedroom, and I scooped up 3 nights at Boardwalk in a 1-bedroom.
So a split stay.
We stayed
a split stay. Was also, you were telling me before the show when Blake wasn't here, because, you know, we were all just trying to get on, that this is your first time in a 1-bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, man. So nice. Like, so Kidani 1-bedrooms have 2 bathrooms. So you have the main living area where the washing machine is, the living room, the big screen TV, and then you have a full bath with a full tub toilet, and it's all on that one side. Then there's the door that goes into the master bedroom, and you've got a huge bathroom in there. It's got a whirlpool tub, jetted tub, and a close off toilet from that. So you could have someone getting ready or relaxing in the tub or getting ready in front of the mirror while you're handling bathroom business in a closed off toilet section. So it's almost like a 2.5 bathroom situation, right? So the Kidani, I cannot say enough good things about the 1-bedroom.
I've stayed there before.
So which is way better than the layout to me at Boardwalk. Like, Boardwalk is bright and it's right in the middle of the action, but Boardwalk 1-bedroom has 1 bathroom and there's like 3 different doors that you can get into it with.
Don't you hate that? I have one of those in my house now. I have one of those in my house currently, and I just
have to make sure all the other doors are locked.
It's in the spare bedroom, but yeah, like if you use that bathroom, it's like you got to lock like 8 doors.
Yeah, and seriously, in 3 days, I bet we walked in on each other like 7 times. Like, it was just, we could not, there was always a weak point in the defenses to that bathroom.
Yeah, I would kick towels under there if I had to. Like, yeah, I try to make sure that there's no weak points.
Right. Yeah, it was, but I mean, it was definitely not something I'm used to. Because in my own bathroom, there's 3 of us and there's 3 bathrooms in my house. Like,
isn't that the best thing?
We have the Damon rule.
Yes,
that is. We've got 1 bathroom per person.
It has to be. It absolutely has to be. In our current situation, let me just think. We have 1 more in the house than people. So we have 8 bathrooms. Yes, we have 8
bathrooms. Fantastic.
I mean,
goals right there.
Yeah, just in case, man. Just in case. Like, if you all need to use them. If we all had to take a shower, I think we'd be... we would be out of luck in that, because they're not all full bathrooms. But I think that's the least important of the situations.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody could take care of business if they needed to.
Absolutely. All right.
So Pop, we had not stayed at Pop in several years. They redid the Pop bedrooms, and the mattresses at Pop were totally acceptable now. Like, when I used to stay at Pop many years ago, like 2007, 2008, the mattresses were just bricks. I couldn't get a good night's sleep. Like, the new mattresses that they refurbed with are nice, soft side pillow top mattresses, very comfortable. We took the Skyliner.
I thought the same thing when we stayed at Polynesian. They were really good mattresses there.
Yeah, there was a refurb done with the mattresses, and I think they won. Like, it's so much better. So much better. So we used the Skyliner once, let's see, on day two. So Tuesday was our Magic Kingdom day. And full disclosure, for anybody who doesn't know me, I am a big dude. Like, if my posture is, if I'm slouching, I'm like 6'2". If I'm standing, like, you know, stick straight, I'm maybe 6'3". And I go out around 380 pounds. So, like, I'm just a big person. Like, there are people who are taller than me, and there are people who weigh more than me, but there's not many people who are taller and weigh more. Like, just, I'm a big person.
You're solid. So,
yeah, well,
the ride to Magic Kingdom could be tough, huh?
Sometimes. Yes. Well, someone called me the Iron Marshmallow once. Like, yeah. So we walk into, we go to Magic Kingdom our first day, and within, we walk through the security, and it was all wonderful, and the crowds were a lot lower than I expected, because this was, let me see, was this March 3rd? I think March, I don't know, whatever last Monday was our travel day. And then Tuesday we hit the parks. So the park attendance was actually fairly low. It wasn't crowded at all. We walk in the doors and we see the confectionery. And I was like, hey, would everybody like a cake pop? And everybody was like all excited, you know, ooh, cake pops. So we go in there and I see this guy, and he's got this like amazing club shirt on. It's Pandora themed. So I congratulate this guy on his shirt. I'm like, wow, that's a really nice shirt. And he's like, thanks. I got it at the press opening for Pandora. And I'm like, oh, are you press? And he's like, no, I'm production. And I'm like, well, that's neat. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I do promotional videos, and I work on other videos for Disney Plus. And so he didn't say this stuff, but I'm thinking like Behind the Magic or whatever. Like, he carried himself well, but I was just congratulating him on his shirt. And so it just goes to show you, you never can tell like who the people are you're running into. So, that was neat. We got cake pops, and, so we decided to go for the Lightning Lane, and we did so much stuff. Like, okay, I'm just going to read the list because I wrote it down here. Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates, Small World, Philhar Magic, Space Ranger Spin, Space Mountain, Carousel of Progress, Tron, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Jungle Cruise, Barnstormer, Pirates of the Caribbean, Big Thunder Mountain, again, as a grand finale. Like, that was our day one. I finished out the day with 32,000 steps.
Lightning Lane or no? Did you just go?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We had Lightning
Lane. So you didn't do Genie Plus at all? Like, you didn't do the...
No, nope. We had no individual. We had no individual purchases.
Okay.
Oh, so you just did Genie Plus. I mean, Genie.
Yeah, we just did the yeah. Did I? Okay. We always entered through the Lightning Lane. Is that Genie Plus is the basic, and then the Lightning Lane are the individual purchases?
Yeah. Yeah. The ones where you're paying just for one specific ride.
A la carte.
Yeah, no, we, yeah. 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 Okay. So we just went on and we just grabbed whatever was open. And okay. it was always quality, and there was always stuff that was open. My wife did get up early and grab the virtual queue for Tron.
Okay, so tell us about Tron. Was Tron hard for you? Because
Well, they have a big boy seat in the back. So
that's not a bike though, right? Isn't it like a chariot?
No, Yes.
Oh, wait, did you ride the chariot?
I did.
Okay.
And it's a super easy process. Like originally I was thinking like you'd have to wait for like 7 or 8 cars to go through, 'cause there'd be so many people waiting. But we ended up riding Tron twice. We rode it again on a different day. And when we get up to the line, like I was just like, I'm going to need the big boy chair. And they instantly nodded and just said, stand right here. And we never had to, once we had to wait behind one other person. So okay. 5 minutes tops, we waited for the extra chair in the back, and they put my wife right in front of us on the bike. And so they
wait,
sat
did your daughter
together.
Ride a bike or no?
My daughter rode a bike once and rode with me in the chariot once.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so that was nice. Like everybody says, the ride is a little bit too short, but,
did you ride it during the day or night?
Both times were during the day. It's so smooth, and it feels faster because it's in the dark. Right. And then you have that very cool, big sweeping corner that where you go outside. As far as like just being a fun ride, if your only complaint is that you wish it was longer, that almost automatically means it's a fun ride.
Yeah.
Right. Like the only detractor is that it's too short.
Yeah. Did you get the full queue experience?
Like I did. I believe I did.
There's that one spot where you go into this room that's all, you know, it's all four walls and it's not very big. And then
they digitize
happened.
You.
Yeah. Did you get to experience that?
Yes, yeah. I did get digitized.
That's really cool.
It is like cool. That, and yeah. So you've ridden it. Are you, how, like, you sound like a big guy, Blake. I don't mean to like,
oh, no.
assumptions, but are you a not person of size?
I am. Working on that to not be a person of size.
So you're just on the cusp then. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm borderline, but I did get to like, when we rode, I was in the front car and
can
just
you
like
fit you, on Pandora.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I had to drop 30 pounds. I had to take the walk of shame once. And then I like a couple of my Disney buddies made like a little Facebook Messenger group together and we worked on it. And then we all took a trip together and we rode on Pandora after I dropped 30 pounds. I got on. And when I got off the ride, a lady who was with us gifted me a backpack that had the full set of Pandora pins on it. It was a Pandora themed backpack. And she had used the permanent binders to put the pins on. And so now whenever I go to Disney, I always take my Pandora backpack as like the memento from the time I got to get on Pandora.
So what festival was going on?
We had just barely hit the new festival. So it's the Lawn and Garden or whatever.
Lawn and Garden.
We went to the Lawn and Garden section at Lowe's. Yeah.
Wait, did you do the butterfly tent then? Wait, Lawn and Garden. Lawn and Garden, yeah, that's what we're calling it from now on.
I tried to steer us towards the butterfly tent twice. And both times my daughter was like, yeah, let's go over. Let's not do that this time. And I'm like, okay. And I never figured out if she had a butterfly phobia.
My oldest does not like bugs and he'll do it, but he hates it. I mean, he's 20 now and he's still like last time we were there, I want to say he was 19 and he was just like, this is terrible. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah, I didn't want to embarrass her and be like, what, you're scared of butterflies? And she may not have been, but she definitely, twice we were near it and I tried to steer towards it and twice we didn't.
So what else did you enjoy about the festival? Anything else? Or?
Well, there's still enough walls up so that it's inconvenient to get from one place to another.
Wait, you like, saw the Moana water thing though, right?
We did. It's honestly just kind of a glorified splash pad.
That's
to
what
me.
I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
It's
with
a nice splash pad. Don't get me wrong. And the coolest effect. Is it a spoiler if I tell about
it? No, we don't care about spoilers.
Not at this point. Not at this point.
All right. So there's one place where you go in and there's inline streams of water that come down, like in a very tight,
it's like
a spray.
A thin wall of water, basically.
Yeah. Well, yes, but with bars. Instead of a sheet of water, it's bars of water. And you can touch each one. And when you interrupt that particular flow of water, a chime or a note will sound. So you can actually play the water. Like my daughter plays the piano a little bit, and she plays cello more, but she's got an ear for music and she's playing music at school in orchestra. And so she like started plucking the strings, which were water strings. And then she actually, once she figured out the sounds, she started making kind of like music. And that was pretty impressive. I guess you would call it most similar to a harp, a water harp. Okay. That was probably my favorite thing.
Gotcha. Now you did not do the water park, right?
The water park.
Yeah.
So we didn't do any water parks, this time around. Nope.
Gotcha.
Like I got a full disclosure. We went to this huge indoor water park. The Great Escape has got like kind of this, it's not actually a Great Wolf Inn, but they call it like the Great Bear Inn or something. It's like a knockoff. But, I gave myself a pretty severe concussion, like, and I heard my neck crack when I was on a water tube and I flipped upside down and I landed with my full weight, like on my forehead. And I had like a cartoon lump in my forehead. And like, so since that, like, I'm just not interested in being on any water ride that has a tube element. Like, I will sit my butt in a water slide, but like, I'm not tubing it anymore.
Understood.
So while you were at Epcot, did you do Guardians?
Oh yes. Yeah. And this time, so this was my third Guardians ride, and, Disco Inferno, I think. Is that one of the music?
Maybe.
I feel like it was Disco Inferno. So I ran in September previously, and Disco Inferno was this one. And that ride is so fun. Like I get a little tiny bit queasy. Like I've got like a 30-second recovery time after that ride. Like I wouldn't want to do it back to back. Like
I agree with that. Yeah. And Damon, you haven't ridden that yet, correct?
No, I've ridden it.
There's a lot going on with it, and I kind of almost overstimulate a little bit. So for me, one of the reasons why I like it a lot is it's just at the edge of what I can deal with for stimulus at one time.
Right.
Like there's really loud music, you're going pretty fast, it's in the dark, there's scenes going on. Like there is a lot going on with that ride. You're spinning around sideways sometimes, like whew.
Yeah, my only ding against that is the music is just a tad too loud, and it's hard for me to hear the dialogue going on that
Blake's getting old.
Yeah, well no. It's just that I can't hear what like Rocket's saying and what, you know, Star-Lord saying. I just kind of wish they would either crank up the dialogue a little bit or crank back the music a little bit. So, because it takes away from the story, because that's what, I mean, the story is part of that ride. So
it is. And that, I mean, that's fair. I am so attention deficit that I'm never going to be able to catch it all anyway. So like if I'm sitting in an environment like that, like I have to either try to focus on the words or try to focus on the screens or try to focus on the ride itself. Like I'm the kind of person who, if you spin me around three times, like I get disoriented. Like it's just how I am. Gotcha. Like I think a little bit slower. I move a little bit slower. I just take my time.
All right. So anything else at Epcot of note?
So we got trapped almost over near where the DVC lounge is. We downloaded that app, that food and wine app that you guys are always plugging on the other show. And we downloaded that, and I was trying to use it to get to that. There was a lobster with like lime butter, and I was like, man, I want to try that. And so I had that app out, and it shows you the GPS, like the dot where you are. Mm-hmm. And the quickest way to it was to go past the DVC lounge. But we got up over there in the corner and it was all walled off. So there were paths that essentially led to nowhere. Yes, and then there was another path that went around one of the little kiosks. And I was like, oh, this is the way. And I went around that thing and it was again walled off. And like, it's silly to be annoyed by that. But like my whole family was frustrated because we were like thwarted two times in a row to get someplace. And there was nothing else over there that we actually wanted to do. And so we felt like it was wasted steps. Like,
yeah, you only have so many steps when you're at Disney, I feel like.
Oh, seriously. Like, yeah. Well, I have a desk job as my regular. I have a desk job and I mow during the summers. And so like in February, like I just am not, I don't have the crazy amount of walking stamina, like 32,000 steps on Magic Kingdom that first day. Like I was done walking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
All right. So
what else do we have left?
Well, I mean, we did all the parks, and honestly, the big thing that stands out on the trip to me was that using Genie Plus and just getting on to all the rides and being open to just looking on there and seeing what's available to grab next. We had well-placed out snacks all the time. Like we always had a snack and then like ride snack. It was perfect. It was wonderful.
You didn't do the dining plan though, did you?
We did not do the dining plan, but it was my daughter's turning 11 and she wanted to go to Space 220. And so we went to Space 220, and that's probably the best meal I've ever had on property.
It is good there. I've eaten there. Where did you sit?
The food was so good.
Where did you sit?
We sat. So there's the outer ring that's right next to the windows.
Right.
And we sat on the little lifted balcony that was just on the inner circle to that.
Can I tell you that I when we've eaten there one time and I thought, oh my gosh, we got to have the seat next to the window. It's going to be awesome. And in retrospect, I wish we had not done that. I wish we had been where you sat, because you actually miss out on a lot of things, I think, when you sit directly next to the window.
I think you're right on with that. I think you're spot on. They kind of charge you a flat rate when you go to eat there for the dinner. So like I was paying $80 for myself no matter what.
Yeah, it's prefix. Right?
Yeah. And so then you get the appetizer, you get the main course, you get the dessert, you get a drink. I had tuna tartare, which I've never tried anything like that. And it was kind of think sushi without the rice. But
I've eaten tuna tartare before.
Amazingly enough, it's
okay. I loved it. It's funny. Like
I'm not a super taster, but it hit my palate well.
I can't eat, like, I don't really like seafood, but I can have like tuna steak or tuna tartare, one bite. And like, it's like, it's okay. And then I'm done with it. Right. Like I couldn't eat a bunch of it.
So, yeah. I probably wouldn't have it. It was a pleasant surprise to me because I've had tuna steak before. And to me, the tuna steak that I had was a little bit dense, but the way they minced the tartare was like, it was a value add. So I definitely preferred that to eating a tuna steak. And then I had a fillet, and the fillet was perfect. There was like no tendons in it. It was cooked perfectly medium rare. It was just delicious. And then for dessert, I got the, we split desserts. So basically I had half of my wife's and she had a couple bites of mine. And, so we had the carrot cake and the, forget what it's called. It was like a pudding type thing, but it was good.
Yeah, I'm not a carrot cake person, but I
get their carrot cake was the least carrot cake I've ever had. Okay. Like I've had carrot cake 100 different times, and I've never had a carrot cake. I would not have called it carrot cake unless they did.
Mm-hmm.
Like their carrot cake is different.
So what would you say the best and worst part of the trip?
So the best part of the trip was that even though we did so much, I was never really worn out. Like our last day, we went to the parks four times, and on the last day we were going to get up and get a virtual queue. And both the girls were like, let's just relax today. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, yeah. Like, I was like, there's nothing you want to do in any of the parks. And neither of them had, we did so much during those four park days where we hit once each park that we were all set. And I've never had that before. And it was such a strange but nice experience to have a relaxing day with my family at the end. Because usually we are up at, you know, up at 6:30 ready to get the virtual queue. And then we're out the door and then we're not rolling back into the hotel until like late at night. So we're all day park people just slamming it, slamming it, slamming it.
Your park.
But that last day, did you rope drop or no?
I would say we rolled in just after rope drop. Like we would show up to the parks like maybe 45 minutes after they opened. Because for us, you almost have to get there 2 hours early in order to like earlier.
Really rope drop. Yeah.
Yeah. In order to really rope drop. Right. Because especially if you're trying to use a Skyliner, like, man, that line is nuts. Early in the morning, because there's so many people at Pop.
And
so, like, we waited till the initial rust went through, and then we just walked in.
At night, did you do anything at night? Did you stay for fireworks and stuff like that?
So we are not fireworks people. I would say that at nighttime when the fireworks happen, usually we will use that to get on two or three rides really fast.
Okay.
So we stay at night, but we are not. See, one thing that makes me very uncomfortable, I can't stand in one spot. And you really, you almost have to buy like a seated venue in order to get a seat, or you have to use about 2.5 hours to get a seat earlier than the fireworks shows.
True.
Yeah.
So, at 380 pounds, after I've been walking for 30,000 steps, if I tried to sit down on concrete on the ground and sit there for 45 minutes, gosh, you'd need a crane to lift me up.
So what about, since we're running time here, what about worst part of the trip?
What was the worst part of the trip?
You can't say going home.
It really was that the only thing that I can say that was bad about that trip was those dang walls in Epcot. Man, those things, the ones that are still there just make it so you can't get there from here and you have to backtrack. And that is obnoxious, especially if you're a person who's not used to a lot of steps in your day, because extra steps feel like it steals from your energy, which detracts from your time.
Or if you're like me and then have no sense of direction, like you might be lost there for hours. It's possible.
It was bad, and I'm good. I'm good with that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, we're going to, because again, right, we keep this show under 40 minutes, right? So we say we're a 30 minute show at least. Thank you, Jeremy, for coming on. This is a little bit of a different show than we normally do, which is great.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
He actually sounds good. We didn't have to he didn't come on with some, you know, Apple earbuds and, you know, a mic from, the Windows mic that you used to get when you first got Windows 3.1. It used to come with the mic when you bought the Gateway computer.
Yep, I remember that.
Yes.
So Blake, take us out. Like I said, everyone, you can look at the store, by the way. There's Golden Button stuff out there.
All right. As always, Golden Button Detours. We are not employed by the Walt Disney Company. And as such, all opinions that you have heard today are our own. As always, please contact your DVC representative or DisneyCast member for anything you might have heard today. And that's it.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody. Bye.